Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 7 with verses 32 through 33. To the poor also extend your hand, that your blessing may be complete. Give your gift to all the living, and do not withhold your kindness from the dead. Another poem today, Poor Give, Praying for the Dead. How do you give to the poor? How do you share your excess with those in need? Be it a church or the beggars who gets your surplus of greed. Isn't it greed to hold on to too much? I must say, one says, to overcome a future bust. In the end, it just sits and goes to waste, giving our children the grace of excess, which not a soul can deny but face. I have learned to give until it hurts. God always finds a way to help those in need through his ministers of worth. People like you and me who help even when not asked. A meal here, a drink there, clothing so near, his warmth so dear. Enjoy the poem of giving to the poor and praying for the dead, where we find mercy instead of eternal death. Amen. The title of the poem is Poor Give, Praying for the Dead. In reality, where divine blessings reside, a truth often overlooked, we must confide. For in the hearts of men, a message we find where heaven's grace and compassion align. When the sun ascends to its golden throne, and the earth awakens no longer alone, we seek the path where God's blessings abound, a journey of love where joy can be found. For in the act of giving, hearts are freed, a symphony of kindness, truth indeed. To feed the hungry, to clothe the bare, is to embrace God's love with utmost care. In the eyes of the poor, a flicker of hope, a testament to the strength we learn to cope. For in their struggle, a lesson is taught that in selflessness, miracles are sought. When we share our abundance, both big and small, we heed the divine's all-encompassing call. For in giving, our souls find true release, and blessings bestowed bring eternal peace. But not just in giving our prayers hold might, for the souls departed, shining in light. Their journey may end, but their spirits remain. In the realm of prayers, they forever sustain. To pray for the dead, like whispers in the breeze, brings solace to hearts, puts troubled minds at ease. For in remembrance their souls are held dear, their presence forever in love's atmosphere. We offer our prayers, a bridge we create between the living and those who've met their fate. In this sacred connection, blessings arise. As heaven hears our pleas, with grace it complies. Let us remember the power we possess to give to the poor, to pray, and to bless. For in these acts, God's grace is complete, a symphony of love. Salvation is sweet. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander to be born in February. Continue to praise the Lord for this birth. And in Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray each day. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 7. It is from verses 32 through 33. It's where we dug our poems, stanzas out from our earlier discernment. This is a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Hand Yours Extend to the Poor. Hand yours extend to the poor. Complete your blessings without dread. Living all gifts yours give to adore. Kindness withhold not from the dead. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's January 5th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. Closing today at 7:11, saying God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, John. In Jesus' name, Jesus. Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.